USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming the body found in Wyoming on Sunday is Gabby Petito. A body fitting Petito's description was located in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. The FBI noting the coroner's initial determination for her death is homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, is a person of interest in her disappearance, and the FBI executed a search warrant at his family home on Monday. The House is voting Tuesday night on a government funding bill, while Democrats plan to include a debt ceiling vote to pass their multi-trillion-dollar spending bill. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News Republicans are against raising the debt limit.
We would vote for a continuing resolution to fund the government. We know we won't vote for a debt limit increase.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.